We are really getting there. When you start a project, you always have your doubts, but we're really getting there. But again, it give a lot of credit to our builders, both the Indian Bluff Supply and Jason King and Gene Puckett. They've all been working every chance they get to make sure that we have the building set and ready to go. And of course, the directors. It's just unbelievable the amount of time and energy they've given to this building and to the rest of the fairgrounds, because we've also added a few more projects. I keep telling them the list keeps getting longer and the time keeps getting shorter, but we'll make it.
And it's really impressive when you think about the turnaround of this whole story when you talk about originally thinking maybe you're going to have to demolish a building and then what we're going to do. And then lo and behold, by the time this fair rolls around in July, basically you're going to proceed without a hiccup, really.
Oh, yes. It was really a hard decision and a lot of discussion on what to do, because again, we know how special the Floral Hall is to the community and to the Fair Board, but we also knew the condition it was in and the safety and just having a nice area for everyone to display all their projects. So it was a real hard decision, but then we were so grateful when we had somebody step up and said, you know, they really want to keep the Floral Hall, and in order to do that, they knew we needed a new building, and they would be glad to step up and fund that building for us.